London is buzzing with anticipation as more athletes arrive for the Olympic Games, which start in just 9 days. Every little glitch is making headlines, but one big mistake, a shortfall in security guards, is being called a humiliating shambles by one British lawmaker. The Ministry of Defense has called in 3,500 British troops to fill a gap created by security company G4S, and it's making urgent plans to deploy up to 2,000 more. Joining us to talk about it is BBC correspondent Rob Watson. And Rob, before we talk about security, what's it like in London today? We've been hearing about rain, traffic jams, taxi drivers protesting lane restrictions, and even a bus of American athletes getting lost for 4 hours.
Just a typical London summer, really, eh? Bad weather, angry motorists. I certainly saw the taxi protests, which the police seemed to wind up pretty quickly. And yes, it's been raining, it's grey, it's miserable, although apparently better weather is on the way. And you certainly feel that the city is filling up. I noticed lots of tourists in town. Indeed, just before speaking to you, a couple of people who looked hopelessly lost asked me the way to Piccadilly Circus. I'm not sure that their English was good enough for me to be able to help them. They're probably still wandering about.
Well, looking now to security, the head of the company hired to provide security for the London Olympics, G4S, had to go before parliamentary committee yesterday, and Nick Buckles reluctantly agreed that the situation was, in fact, a humiliating shambles. He also said he could not guarantee to provide 7,000 trained security guards by next Friday. Did he shed any light on why his company waited so long to tell British officials that its recruitment efforts had failed?
Not really, other than that he hadn't been told by people lower down in the company. But he was asked, well, how on earth did all of this shambles happen? And he just explained that it was a fantastically complicated task because, I guess if you think about it sympathetically, they were given this contract to find 10,000 extra security guards to guard Olympic venues in December. But they're not actually needed until now. So you've got that problem of recruiting lots and lots of people. They're not being taken on as full-time staff. And then you have to suddenly get them all in place at the last minute. But MPs were absolutely unimpressed, to put it mildly, and he received what could only be described as the ritual mauling, which is often dished out to people who come out pretty badly in the public light.
Well, who else is taking the political heat for this?
It's mainly G4S, and I suspect that there are going to be some people in government and in the committee that's organising the Olympics who are probably rather relieved about that, because there had been some questions about, well, maybe the Olympic organising committee should never have handed this task to a private security firm. So questions for the organisers, and of course questions for the government. Why on earth weren't they monitoring this? This is the biggest show in that London has put on for years and years and years. Surely someone in the government should have been checking with this firm, saying, oh, by the way, how are those 10,000 recruits coming along?
So who's stepping in to fill the gap with security?
What G4S have said is that they're never going to be able to supply the 10,000 they were originally asked for, but they say they're fairly confident of 7,000. Not absolutely 100% confident, but pretty confident.
Well, and 9 days out, that doesn't sound too...
That was the reaction that the MPs had. And the rest will be done by the police and the military. And I guess it's worth remembering that there were going to be a lot of police and a lot of military involved in all of this. But I guess you could say it had somewhat soured the atmosphere of anticipation and excitement in the run-up to the Olympics.
And I know there have been problems in the past where people with tickets couldn't get inside in time to see the games because of delays at security or delays in busing, which have been another issue, it sounds like, in London.
I suspect that the stuff about G4S not being able to get enough security guards won't be the last scandal or upset between now and the Olympics. I mean, it's partly the nature of the way the media in Britain works. I mean, you can be sure that all sorts of journalists undercover are going to be trying to see if they can slip into a venue carrying a fake gun or a fake knife. And the British media has also spent lots of time interviewing people who were supposed to be working for G4S with all of their tales. So I think there's probably more to come. But underlying it, you have to remember what at least the government and the organisers are saying is, yes, there's been a snafu, there are bound to be the odd up and down, but we can reassure the public, whether in this country or beyond, that the Olympics will be safe and secure. They're crossing their fingers.
That's the BBC's Rob Watson in London. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.